Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Today's point. Well, what is today's point? Thoughts, impressions, feelings, general vibes. If you listen to the 70% Complete podcast, which is our flagship show, you should check that out. There's a new episode coming out today or yesterday, all about the gear that we use to make the shows and the videos that we do. It's a good intro to small creator level production stuff that I had a lot of fun doing with Logan. But if you listen to that show, you probably know two things about us. Number one, we have a small recurring friend group game that happens every Wednesday night where we sit down and play video games with our buds. And then the second thing you need to know, or probably already know, is that Logan is an absolute fiend when it comes to RuneScape. And the Wednesday night boys and Logan's interest have finally converged. It's happened. We're playing RuneScape together. No, not old school RuneScape like Logan would want. Instead, we are playing, oh boy, we're playing Traffic Shenanigans is what we're doing here. Instead, we are playing RuneScape Dragon Wilds, the latest hit video game from Jagex, makers of RuneScape. RuneScape Dragon Wilds is an early access survival game. Nick was telling us that it is very similar to Valheim, a game I have not played but have thought about. This is kind of coming off the backs of us spending probably a fair amount of months working our way through Sons of the Forest that we picked up on a Steam sale ages ago. And kind of finding that the thing that we liked about that is the homesteading bit and less of the little too realistic combat and annoying raiding. We just want to build a nice base. Build a cool base and do missions sometimes. Not build a base and then have that base be assaulted by ever-increasing cannibals who just want to ruin your day. And so we're playing Dragonwilds. Helldivers shit the bed. We'll talk about that in a future episode of the 70% Complete podcast. But we've been playing Dragonwilds. And it's been a blast. So Logan and I had played Dragonwilds. It was in the winter. He and I basically spent an entire snow day playing that game. I went back and looked at my game clock, and it was 5.5 hours, and I had played that game once. We had meant to sit down and record something, and I think we ended up playing Dragon Wilds for 5 hours while New England was getting absolutely dumped on. I remember I had to pause playing that game with him. I think it was coming in, I came in from outside after shoveling a foot of snow, and then by the time we were done playing, I had another foot of snow to shovel. So it was perfect cozy winter vibes, and we revisited it last night to kind of play through some more, introduce Nick to the systems, and kind of just basically start over on a fresh world. There's a couple of really smart things that Dragon Wilds is doing that I kind of wish a lot of these games did. So the first is the world and the character are separate. So when I joined them a little bit late last night, they had spun up a new world, and they had both spun up new characters. Nick had never played, so Logan started out fresh. But, not knowing that, I hopped in, and I just used the character that I had 5.5 hours on, including all of my inventory, my skills, my gear, literally down to the, potions and meats I was carrying on my person when we logged off last winter, which I think is really cool. it's like a really neat way of like allowing people to like find their own fun and everything. But it's also, it was great because we were able to, you know, I don't think we got to where we were after 5 hours last night, but after about 2.5 hours, we were probably closer to where we were at 4 hours when we played originally, just because I had the materials, I had the recipes to make the things, and I was dropping stuff and making stuff for them before we even really needed to, or like the quest unlocked, which is cool. And then also like going back in after a couple months of an early access game, Dragon Wilds has been doing a really good job of staying pretty true to their roadmap. So there was new skills in there for me. I was like able to learn how to do fishing, which is a thing that didn't even exist when I was in there the first time. There's like new crafting recipes for building styles that I hadn't seen before that were unlocking. So there, it's like still like a very alive game right now, which is really cool. And because they've stuck to their roadmap, I feel like pretty confident they're going to continue doing that. And there's a bunch of new stuff coming in. I think we might have talked a little bit about the Dragonwild stuff in our Winter Summit episode, but it's just a really cool game. And the thing that I've been thinking about as I, you know, we spent 3-ish hours playing last night, and I woke up this morning and I had the itch all of a sudden to just open up a new world and start my own homesteading adventure, is the thing I like about these games is how self-motivated and how self-driven they are. So like the three of us, Nick, Logan, and I, we come to these games for slightly different reasons. Like a Wednesday night game, there's an entire calculus that goes on in choosing a Wednesday night game, because each of us comes to video games and specifically Wednesday night games for a particular reason. And they're all slightly different. And that's kind of the beautiful calculus of throwing it all together. But the thing about a survival game like this, and part of the reason why I think the three of us gravitate towards this instead of something like a Peak or a Content Warning or a, you know, quote unquote friend slop game, is that we all just kind of need the time to decompress and to like live in a space together and sometimes interact and do teamwork. But like my favorite thing about playing this game and other games like it is that roughly like an hour and a half in to a good Wednesday night game, and this kind of happened in Sons of the Forest, but not as much, is there's that moment where you're all just like playing the game together, and then everyone kind of realizes at the same time that no one said anything for 15 minutes. And just like because of the personalities that the three of us have, like that is kind of like peak Wednesday night gaming, of like cohabitating, and then, you know, someone has a fun story to tell. And I think that, you know, the stuff that I've had with other games in the like the recent like friend hangout game space is that there's like a certain amount of interactivity that is required, and like everyone has to have a semi like singular focus on the goal of the game. And with this, like there were times when I did not know what the other two guys were doing because I was too busy building my secondary homestead by my fishing spot, making a cute little cottage in the ruins of another cottage so I could make bait and then have a grand old time doing that. And I just love that. I love the expansive nature of being able to just kind of like experience these games in your own way. And then, you know, as we kind of move around, like the next time I go back to our main base, like there's a whole expansion going on there. Like everyone's wearing different armor all of a sudden. Like it's a fun discovery moment that I really appreciate. And it's kind of got me thinking a bit more about, you know, coming off of playing the Neverway demo on .zip with AJ and Kate, and, you know, kind of my mixed feelings about Stardew Valley in general, and those types of homesteading games. The thing that is really driving me to enjoy Dragonwilds and why I think I'd like Valheim. And, you know, part of the reason I really liked Sons of the Forest in some ways is I just really like building a cool house. And Dragonwilds has a really cool building system that it seems like is Valheim adjacent. Like components are structural. You need to have a good foundation to build it. And there are just like a ton of pieces and ways that they can all mix and match. And you can connect them via vertices, not just on grids, which is one of my big problems with the building system in like a Fallout 4. And it's really cool. I really like it. Like I said, I'm building my little homestead and it's like cottage core adjacent, but also has like some cool modern stairs on a front porch. Like it's cool and it's like restricted in a way that allows me to be creative without feeling overwhelmed by the options or even having to like really manage all of the different stuff, which is like all the different styles and all of that, which has been nice. And it just has kind of been a good open space for us to like express our creativity without having to be like extremely restricted, which has been nice. Like you can build the base wherever you want. But yeah, Dragonwilds is really cool. I think I will have a larger blog post about it going up pretty soon. Maybe less about the Dragonwilds of it all and more about, you know, the freedom of homesteading games specifically and like why we are drawn to them. As a person who has a house who has problems with that house, let's say, stylistically and kind of like flow wise, but also recognizing that, you know, to remodel or to destroy part of a house to remake again is like wasteful and also, you know, a somewhat permanent solution to a possible, like possibly not solving that problem completely. It's nice to be able to just shape and form a digital space to fit the way that you want to and to be able to hit the middle mouse button to delete a wall and rebuild from there. It's just a fun way to explore a space and kind of live within it and expand and contract and kind of do what you want in a way that, you know, real space can't actually do that. Like putting a poster on a wall is not quite the same as adding several squares of new foundation to build your cool veranda or whatever. So I think I'll have something else about the homesteading. But right now we have an episode of 70% Complete Podcast that's going up. Like I said, about all of the gear that we use. We go into kind of discussing like how microphones work. Logan is building a microphone library. To find out what that means. We then also talk a decent chunk about lighting and how to choose a light, our philosophy on gear, and like generally our philosophy on the usage of gear in, you know, kind of like dealing with the fact that, you know, we have good gear, but does that make our things good? You decide. So that's going up on the site today. That is our second 2 of 2, I think, video episode. I think that stands out pretty well as an audio episode by itself, but there is some stuff when, you know, Logan's doing show and tell on his microphone library or when we kind of talk about some concepts with lighting. There is like a video component to that would be useful to see, but I don't think it's like integral. But yeah, that's up on youtube.com/@theother30, I believe is what that channel is called. That's where this is going to too. We have two channels, surprise. The Other 30 is where all of our off the cuff podcast and stream stuff goes. And the 70% Complete channel is where the intense video essays go up, where there will be a new entry on that probably in the next month and a half, 2 months. So, stay tuned for all that. But thanks for hanging out. I gotta get in to the office and start doing my worky work jobby job. So, yeah, thanks for hanging out. Have a good rest of your day. See ya.